This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. This weekend's Super Bowl snacks are brought to you by farmers and ranchers. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
With the Super Bowl approaching this weekend, it's important to remember how our favorite game day snacks will put dollars back into the pockets of U.S. farmers. In fact, the National Chicken Council estimates that 1.47 billion chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday alone. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau, said the big game has a significant impact on the farm economy.
So the average price for chicken wings right now is about $1.91 a pound. This means that wing sales for Super Bowl Sunday are going to generate about $561 million in revenue. So USDA says that about 15.8 cents per consumer dollar spent goes back to the farmer. And if we add that, you know, 1.47 billion chicken wings, that comes out to almost $89 million going back to the family farm.
Nelson said the amount of money that goes back to the farmer depends on the product.
So fresh vegetables, for example, like the carrots and celery we might add to our wings, they're pretty direct from the farm to the table. So they tend to have a higher percentage of income that goes back to the farmer. USDA says about 28%. Compare that to something like tortilla chips that has a little bit more transformation when we think about corn coming from the field, making it into a chip that we dip. Only about 1.5% of all the money spent on a 16-ounce bag of chips ends up back in the hands of the farmer.
Nelson added that farmers are price takers, not price makers. And even on Super Bowl Sunday, they're working to stock our pantries.
I think it's really important for people to understand that even though prices at the grocery store seem high, especially coming out of a time of high inflation, a pretty small percentage actually goes back to our nation's farmers. Our farmers are hardworking. They're resilient. So if you're lucky enough to be cheering on your favorite team next one, don't forget to say thank you.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.